Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What is it, Vinny?
The Bay Club's back as a sponsor.
Oh, excellent.
I mean, not that they left, but...
They've always been here.
Yeah. No, I saw them on my little sheet and was like, oh, good.
Yeah, it's been
a while
since
we had the regular new sponsor.
Guys.
Yeah. Well, they're our big sponsor for Toys for Tots.
That is true.
Which I'm in heavy meetings next week.
Yeah. Got a lot going on toward the end of the year here.
Uh-huh.
How did the Goodwill thing go yesterday?
It was so great. It was really cool. I followed Hooman. I'm driving and almost got into two accidents.
Oh my God. On the way home,
almost got into one.
Oh my God.
Well, he switches lanes. And it's just like, oh my God.
He know you don't want to switch lanes? Sheesh.
Well, I mean, it's not his fault. It's just I'm following him, trying to keep up.
Yeah.
But being there was so great. There was a DJ there. It was
happening. Oh my God, really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was happening.
It was. Vinny, there were so many people. People were lined out the door.
Oh.
It was crazy. I know, it sounds...
Why?
Silly,
to get their Halloween stuff or to see you?
There was tons of Halloween stuff. No, to pay for their stuff. People had baskets of stuff. They had great things. Like, I wanted to go shopping there.
Oh, there were so many.
I saw things for both you guys that I wanted to buy, but I'm like looking at the line out down the block.
They probably would have let you cut.
I know, but I didn't want to do that. Mm, I was just
That's great.
I donate
a lot to Goodwill.
Me too.
And I know there are people who say, oh, you should, you know, don't. Listen. I just want the stuff to be reused.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a form of recycling
that I'm happy about.
Yeah.
I just don't want to throw it into a landfill just because I'm not using it. Yeah. If someone can, that's great.
Exactly. Yeah, there was tons of stuff. I mean, there were so many things I wanted there. And people came. We took pictures. And it was fun. It was really nice.
Looks like they had you set up outside, too. Or was that just
right by the window? We were inside.
Looks so bright.
It was by the window behind us. Mm. Yeah. But it was a good thing. So thank you, Goodwill. Megan was there, our little salesperson.
She's awesome.
She's great.
Yeah, she is great.
We have a good sales staff right now.
It was fun. And our promotions team. So
made us look good, as usual.
They did. I know.
Excellent.
So, that's great.
Everybody showed up.
Way to make that happen.
Did I ever tell you? It's McCray.
Well, Megan McCray.
Maybe I shouldn't.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
She's good.
You know she was like a soccer star?
Yeah,
superstar.
Yeah.
Like international soccer superstar.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And currently she runs marathons.
Oh, right? Really?
Yeah, that's her deal now.
Well,
oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. The first time I talked to her, I did my usual, probably over invasive questioning, and she's fascinating.
He always starts with, what's your deal?
Yeah, what's up with you? So she put herself through college playing soccer, but mm-hmm. also ended up on the international United States team.
What happened? Did she hurt herself?
No, she just grew up, and mm-hmm. what are you going to do?
Yeah, let me make a living somewhere else.
She was pro in Europe somewhere. Uh-huh. I want to say she played...
I don't know where.
I thought it was Iceland, but it's been... She's worked with us a while now.
Yeah.
I want to say it's been 5 years since I...
You guys, do you remember, I think last year, sales did a thing where it was like, the number one salesperson gets to be mentioned on the air. And we had to mention Megan. Oh, and this brought to you by... Vinny, you should know, your news reports are brought to you by Megan McCray.
Oh, my God.
The number one salesperson.
I do remember that.
Yeah, she was the girl.
That's a really funny motivator.
It is funny.
And that just went away, huh?
Well, they should do that.
Well, that was CBS.
I'd be happy
to.
I don't know if Intercom wants to, but it'd probably be Megan McCray every time. But.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the reason it's not.
She's so used to winning, she's sick of it.
Right.
Just sick of winning all the time. That's
anyway.
I'm so glad that
went
well.
It was super fun. It was great. We had
By
a good
the way,
time.
There's no such thing.
As what?
Getting sick of winning.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I'll eat that up every day. That's what makes me get out of bed.
You sick of it, Sarah?
I'm just...
You're sick of it?
I'm so sick of it, Vinny.
Right. That's, there's no such thing. Mm.
I take that to the bank, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
Yep.
Anyway.
What'd you guys do?
You went and saw A Star Is Born.
Let's hear it.
Did you cry?
I did.
Of course you did.
How many times?
One time. It was...
Don't downplay it.
No, no. I cried one time for a long time.
Right.
But I cried one time. It was...
Wait. Was it the whole time?
No. Not. And honestly, I am a crier for sure. Like, I cry at ads. I cry at, everything. I cry at pain. I cry at happiness.
I cried twice yesterday at a Facebook video.
Oh.
What?
What video? Yeah.
It was beautiful. My cousin posted it. It was a girl at her wedding. It was the dad-daughter dance.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
She had five brothers. Dad had passed away. And each brother took her hand, like, during the one song. And then they had the dad's voice inserted into a... I'm going to say Michael Bolton. Yes, I said that. Into a Michael Bolton song. And... whatever her name is, Haley, you look so beautiful. Like, whatever it was. And
they had
five
somehow
brothers,
gotten tape of him saying this?
Same stuff and inserted it. And each brother was like tapped the other brother, like, let me take this dance. Oh my God, it'll make me cry right now. It was so beautiful and lovely. Shut up, Vinny. You would cry too.
I would not.
You would.
I would have never pushed play on that.
Too risky.
No.
I might cry.
Because you might cry. You think of your daughter.
I know, man.
Daughters.
I'm telling you. She's
two daughters.
It's pretty amazing and wonderful, and I wish that someone had did that for me. But it was so beautiful. Anyway, A Star Is Born.
Oh, it was lovely.
Right.
I really loved it. There were a couple of places where I'm like, ooh, I think they're trying to get you to cry here. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, and, well, I mean, it's not a happy story. It's pretty rough.
See, they don't show that in the ads.
Yeah.
They don't show him at all.
It's sad.
Like that.
It's rough, and there's a lot to it. It's a pretty meaty story, and and she does a great job. Like, at first, the first time that they meet and they're hanging out, I was like, uh-oh, I don't think she's all that good. But then you just so buy it by the end, like, that's who she is, and...
Oh, you mean you don't think she's that good of an actress?
Well, the first couple scenes, I was just like, okay, because I was just like hyper aware that it was Lady Gaga, and you know, I hadn't seen her on, because my sister-in-law, who I saw the movie with, was like, oh, I saw her on American Horror Story, and she was absolutely great on that. And she goes, so I sort of already knew, I didn't even think about her as an actress. I just went and, you know, and I was like, oh, and I was thinking, this is the first time I've ever seen her acting in anything. And she was, at first, I just felt like it was a little bit stilted. It felt a little bit too much. Just like a little over the top. Mm. And then, but by the end, I just loved it. And she's so great in it. And I actually felt like there were places where they tried to make her look like Barbara Streisand. There was one sort of, because Barbara's the last person to play that role.
Yeah.
In the last iteration of A Star Is Born. And there was a scene where she's on stage and she's, you know how when you see a concert now, they've got, even no matter how far away you are, you can watch it on basically the giant TV behind
right.
them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of a side angle on the TV shot of her. And even the way it was distorted, they almost distorted it. And I went, oh my God, she looks just like Barbara Streisand. Just like her. And they, you know, they really highlight her nose. Like, it's one of the things about her that she's...
Everyone's talking about her nose.
Right. Even in her real life, people said, you're just not pretty enough to be a pop star.
Right.
And so in this thing, basically, that's what she'd been told. She was a very talented person, and she was talking about how she just doesn't bother with her own music anymore. I don't share my own music with anybody because...
I'm ugly.
Because everyone says how ugly I am.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it's a great movie. I do think the pacing of it is extremely slow. There's great moments and highlights, but they spend... You have to, like, relax and enjoy it. Like, you know how we're
Take
expecting things to just sort of be thrown at you? Like, there are long shots where it's just Bradley Cooper watching her dance. You're not seeing her dance. You're watching him watch her dance.
Let me interpret that if I could.
Sure.
Watch it from home.
That went through my mind as she said that. I'm like, oh my
long.
God.
Yeah, watch it from home.
2 hours and 17 minutes.
Something like
is
that.
Is what it is. I am so uncomfortable.
I found myself several times thinking this whole scene could have been cut. They could have shortened that up.
Who said that?
Yeah. Having known that going in, I was kind of ready for it. And I just, a couple times, which actually doesn't say much for it, right? A couple times I just said, take a breath, shake out your shoulders, you're not in a hurry, you're not going anywhere, just enjoy, try to enjoy it.
John's not at home.
There are some long, oh my God, I miss him so much. There's this one really sort of crucial, heavy scene at the end, and it takes forever for it to unfold. And then for you to realize what is about to happen, and the length of time that it's taking. At one point, it's a shot of a toolbox, and then he's standing in front of it. And this is all that, so far. It's been a minute, and then all of a sudden, a minute later, he puts his hat down on top of the toolbox, and this whole scene takes 3 minutes. I mean, that's what it is—a toolbox. Dude from the crotch down.
Get it over with.
And then the hat coming down out of the top of the screen. Like, the tension was beautifully built. And that scene, I felt like, okay, I can see why they're taking a long time with it. This is the crux. This is the denouement of the film. Mm-hmm. This is where the thing is going to happen. And it was heart-wrenching. And so that's why I cried for so long. That's why I was crying for so long. Uh-huh.
Because you had time?
Because I was just crying and crying. And it was, I really liked it. I loved some of the songs. I loved the performance stuff. And it was a good movie. I do recommend it with the caveat that...
What do you give?
Four. Four whatever's I gives.
What do you give?
Four. Whatever's eyes gives.
Whatever's eyes gives.
What do you give?
Four eyes gives.
No, you got to give us something. What do you
four
give?
Four purses.
Is that your thing?
Four hand-sewn purses.
Okay.
Four handmade bags. Four.
Okay.
Black parkas.
Okay, yes. Four black parkas. Oh, my God. Perfect. Four black parkas.
All right.
On a summer day.
Sure. Zipped all the way up. Pockets full.
And never taken off.
That's what I give it.
All right.
Then... We left there and we went to, so it was like my perfect day. I get home, I pick up my sister-in-law, but she's so great. She's like just the right amount of chatty and just the right amount of not chatty. Like, we're really comfortable with each other. And so for lunch, I had popcorn, which was great.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that.
Kettle?
Of course, okay. Kettle corn.
Yeah.
Which I worried and worried all day, the rest of the day, if I was going to get the diverticulitis kick in.
Oh,
you know?
I
didn't.
Some of that. Okay, good.
So far.
I know, so far. I don't know how long it'll take. But
I know, it can take a day.
But I was like, is it worth it? It's totally worth it. So I had that for lunch.
She says now.
I know.
Because
I didn't get it.
She heaves over this weekend like,
Stop it. It has to be over. I drank a ton of water.
Oh, no. Now I have to keister my drinks. What do they call that? What was
boofing.
That? Boofing. Oh. Now I have to boof my drinks.
Yeah.
Hey.
No problem.
Call Hooman for instructions. And then we left the movie theater, and we went to Joanne's Fabric.
Oh, boy.
Which is so, and we looked at, because I was looking for some camo print.
Why?
For some stuff.
Some hunter requested something?
No, I'll tell you, everything that I make in camo sells the minute I put it up. I know. Camo is big.
Camo's cool.
Camo is a people love it. It was so funny too, because I was saying, I go, I got to go to Joanne's and get some camo materials, and she goes, I love camo. I go, you know, I don't love camo. And I look over it and she's wearing camo. I'm like, it looks good on you. I mean, it's not something I would really. I don't like hate it or anything, but I don't really. But I'm telling you, it does not matter what put up. People, it's gone the second it goes up.
I think it's very much like khaki. You can put any color against it.
Yeah. I guess
you could wear pink.
Yep.
And camo. Blue, whatever. Right. Anything will be
it
fine.
It blends right in. It camouflages itself.
It works.
Yeah. It's so anyway, it was just like the perfect day. And then we went home and I reheated the chicken soup that John made earlier this week, and Debbie came back over with a salad and some garlic bread. And we had it, the three of me, Sean, my son Sean,
nice.
and Debbie all had dinner
Aww.
Together. And then it was like 5:30 and we were done eating and I'd cleaned up the kitchen. I was like, all right.
Bye.
I'm going to go do my thing. She's like, all right, see you tomorrow.
You go to bed and Sean's just got the house.
Has the house. It's true.
So he's still hiding in his room or he like looks
he
around
out.
And goes, hey. It's
oh,
all
no,
mine.
He doesn't. He just everything he needs is in his room. I swear to God, he's in there. It's so funny because he plays electric guitar, and because he's recording it, it's going into it's not coming out through an amp necessarily. Sometimes it is, but usually he's in the big studio when he does that. But in his room, so I'll be sitting in the kitchen reading or cleaning or whatever, and I'll
he's got a rig at his desk that he's playing into at all times.
He's got a full on studio in his room.
Wow.
Yeah, he's and that is where that kid lives. It's like he has headphone marks just around his ears, his hair is, and but it's so funny because you know the tinny sound of an electric guitar mm-hmm. being played in a like it just has a real tinniness if you've ever been around one that isn't plugged in or whatever. So that's I just constantly hear like. Coming out of his room for hours and hours and hours on end.
You know, that's how Prince became Prince.
Look, that's how everyone became everyone.
He's going to be a super rock star.
We'll see. I want him to have a backup plan because I'm his mother.
All rock stars, once they make it, downplay the practice thing because they feel like I was locked. Their youth is I was locked in a room from.
Right.
14 to 22, learning the scales and doing them so much that they became part of me mm-hmm. that I don't even notice them anymore.
I don't even have to think about them.
Yeah, I mean, I was, it was an interview with the guy from Alice in Chains. He's like, I've played so long now that I don't
think
of anything in terms of what note that is or what scale that is. None of it.
Yep.
It's the guitar is just.
An extension of who you are.
Right. He only plays by the sound.
Just an appendage.
You're able to make the music that's in your head because you've got it.
Right.
So I do hope that he has it. And listen, no matter what the music thing takes him to, like having music in your life and being able to play an instrument or sing, it is the greatest joy in life. There's not, to me, I've done a ton of stuff musically. The only things I really love are the times when I'm just making music with people that I love. That's, and we're laughing and having a great night. So, he's not.
So, what are the weekend plans?
Well, tonight, we're going to go down the street. We're meeting Danielle.
Uh-huh.
Hot ass Danielle?
God. Hot ass Danielle. I haven't seen her in. She's been just gone for like a month.
She's been vacationing. So, I saw a post of her. She was sitting on a balcony in Hawaii looking at the ocean. So the shot is of her, like side view of her looking at the ocean, which you can tell is right there.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing pans out to Pipeline, the best surf spot in the world. I mean, arguably anyway.
Right.
And it's just, she's
Where
50 feet in Hawaii on Oahu.
Oahu.
North Shore. It's the... Uh-huh. And she's like, I'm looking at back door, which is the other direction of Pipeline's main wave. And I was just like, oh my God, that's what she's doing on a Thursday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, whatever day it is.
Yeah.
I just saw, oh God.
Yeah, that girl building, lives a life.
Well, her husband worked super hard, built up a company, and sold it for all the money.
Right.
That's the American dream.
And still has to work there. It's one of those things where you sell the company and you come with it.
Well, he's got to finish.
Believe me, they're great. And you know, she's done her design stuff, and
she works her ass off doing so many different things.
She does. She also teaches yoga and does, you know, so
the
whatever. So they're on.
Thing.
She also parties her ass off.
She does. Yeah. She knows how to do that. Mm-hmm. She really does.
She's got
have
it down.
A good time.
She's got life down.
So I'm a little scared of what will happen tonight. Without John there as my
Danielitas are happening.
Hot ass
sure.
Danielitas. So we're gonna meet for beers and we'll have an early dinner, and then we'll the plan is that we'll come back to my house and play cards or watch a chick flick, or you know, the three of us. So that'll be fun.
I love it.
And then
that's a great plan.
That's as far as our planning has gone.
Wine country.
Oh yeah, I think we're gonna go up to wine country. Oh, Debbie loves wine country so much, and I love driving up there. Like I actually think it's one of the most beautiful places on earth. Like I just get this like feeling in me every time I'm up in Sonoma or Napa or really anywhere in that area. Like I love Healdsburg and St. Helena. Like it's just beautiful up there. And so we'll go do that on Saturday, and there's band rehearsal on Sunday, and the guys are gonna come home. And
oh, how are the guys doing? Have they texted any pictures of fish?
I have not seen any pictures at all. And we're having a hard time with the texting. Like I'm getting things hours after he sends them.
Oh.
And he's and my things
well,
are
they're
not
out to sea probably, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
In Mexico?
Yeah, they're like in Cabo, I think, or somewhere near there. Anyway.
Cabo's so rad.
Yeah, they're having a great time, I'm sure.
There are still places you can go, and I haven't been to Cabo in a long time, but leaving the city and just driving from Cabo, you can hit spots where you go, there's no one's around. Mm. It's awesome.
Yeah.
There's no one here. Hello.
It's
just great.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still like that or if they've built it, if Senior Frogs is on every 5 miles, but
it's a lot.
Sheesh.
Yeah, so they'll be home on Sunday, and Sean's band will, Yeah Right's band will practice that day. And, that's the whole weekend.
Excellent.
So Hooman's not coming this weekend, right?
You're
I
asking
don't think
us.
So.
Well, I thought
so.
I just saw him poke his head in there. So there's a ton of audio today.
Around.
So there's the new music. But then there's the Kanye stuff,
ooh,
man. The Kanye stuff is...
I haven't heard any of it.
Just you wait. You're going to die.
I haven't heard 1 minute.
You're going to die.
I look forward to hearing about it. I've heard a little.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it, I don't think, until 7.
Oh.
I'm giving him time
Can
to
you
get
give
it together.
Me, and... Just tell me a couple things. Because we knew that he was going to the White House.
Yes.
He was going to be there in part for the signing of this monumental music...
So before
licensing and
I don't have anything
royalties.
On that. There's there's no excitement regarding that. So before they went to have their lunch, they did about a 24 minute Oval Office media appearance. So everyone is in there with cameras and microphones rolling, and Kanye was in rare form.
Oh boy.
He even said MF-er. In front of the president. So we'll.
Hooman's got it ready. I think we should do it coming up.
Well, I feel like I want to do it at 7. It's like, no offense, early people, but that, you know, prime time is 7
all
o'clock.
Right.
Maybe we'll do a little. Maybe just like a little taste.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
All right. Can you tell Hooman a little taste here? And then
this is from page 6. Shortly after his Oval Office meeting with the president, Kanye visited a Georgetown Apple store where he hopped atop a table
and gave a keynote.
You have that too?
No one knows why.
Do you have that as well? Oh, okay.
You cannot believe the sheer volume of Kanye West today. I'm gonna try to pare it down to the very best stuff. It's astounding. This guy is astounding. I want to tell you like 5 things right now. Okay, we'll get to all of that. Right now, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. You guys, no matter what else, today is Friday. Good times, people. Here we go.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.